right?
Good morning. Good morning. Republic of Texas Radio. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, today's date is July 23rd, 2023. This is a live show. Well, usually is. And, wow, what to talk about today? There's so much news that I don't want to talk about. I think I won't get to it. But maybe we'll talk about some stuff in reality today. You know, Republic of Texas Radio was born on this platform, Republic Broadcasting, to talk about, well, the Republic of Texas, what it was, what it is, and the future soon to come. Is it? You definitely got a future coming, folks. You can see it, right? You watch the news, you listen to the news, you hear all the things that are coming down the pipe, and they're ready for you. You've seen it for years. No, literally seen it for years as they tell you about, well, CBDCs, right? Central bank digital currencies. Oh, fancy word. Big doom. Oh, my God. They're going to track everything and trace everything, and you will be able to, surf. Bad man, woman, transvestite, you're all bad. But hey, whatever. We might go through that a little bit. Just talk about Republic of Texas and what it was supposed to be, you know, when it was a country. Yeah, where is the hopes and dreams right now of this great state of Texas? Or, well, hey, all the United States gets together and go, oh, crap, everything's messed up. Let's get together and leave. There's a dream. I got a violin for you if you're going to go with that one. Better yet, I got a bridge. We'll sell it to you, you know. I don't know. I see a lot of a world of hurt coming in around us. And we'll talk about that a little bit. Do we have solutions? Yeah, oh, crap. I don't want to go there, but maybe we will. Let's go to Alan. Alan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. RBN World out there. As good as can be expected. You know, I stay pretty isolated. You know, I don't even have a smartphone or a computer or anything. You know, I try to stay away from, if you want to call it civilization. I don't know what it is at this point in time. I see basically the zombie apocalypse around me, you know, especially when I go into larger towns like I had to, you know, a few weeks back. And it's just, I don't know, Steve, it's a strange place. You're talking about, you know, we've got a future, and it's like, well, you know, they had the controller's mind, you know, it's like the best way to create the future, you know, to control the future is to create it.
You know? Sure, sure.
And that's what's being done, you know, the CBDC.
Definitely.
And this and that, yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, we get a little, man, in the freedom and liberty type circles, we're always about solutions, and we're always about finding the way to solve this problem of, well, currently it's tyranny, right? But we've been under tyranny forever. I was doing the whole Make America Great thing in my head, right? As I was sleeping, waking up, something like that. I'm like, one flip of the coin, they say America was never great. And then I look at America, the America that I grew up in, right, the United States of America. I remember being a child and told the Constitution, right? They told me about a republic and how we all came together. They told me all these wonderful things, and they showed me a flag, and then they told me this story about pledging allegiance to this flag. And it was interesting, right? And that was propaganda at the school level. Some of it was real. Right, some of it was not. That's the weird thing about propaganda. But as I got older, I kind of like looked at these premises, these things, and I said, well, really? You know, is that true? The first day that I opened my mind to the idea of the Pledge of Allegiance was here in Fredericksburg, right? I was sitting there going to one of those Patriot thingies that we used to have all the time, Alan, and it was at, you know, right across from the burrito place, Hilda's. And I heard them do this thing, and I didn't pledge allegiance, right? This is the first time I ever, I don't know how this fits, the first time I've ever listened and tried to comprehend the words of the Pledge of Allegiance. And, you know, I won't say it because, well, hell, I've said it too many times and I don't actually believe it. Hey, I got lucky, right? The police chief one time got on to me, and I've told you about Alan, Alan, but he got on to me because I didn't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
At the city council meeting.
Yeah, it was cute, right? And so he gets in my face in front of all these council members and goes, well, why didn't you stand? I'm going, oh, crap, I didn't know that the cops are going to hurt me if I didn't stand, right? In my face, what the hell is that? Right, when you put your face in somebody else's face and start breathing on them and go, why didn't you call me Pinko? Like, oh crap, dude, I'm sorry I keep saying that, but it's how I feel, right? It's,
yeah,
like,
Steve,
okay,
Steve, do you remember the funny contradiction of his face being in your face? Do you remember when he started filming the city council meetings?
Yeah.
And he backed out of the way. He did not want to be seen anywhere on what was going on in that room.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Slid back. He would barely even talk. He knew how words would convict you because he was one of those long-term undercover agents. Before he was the chief of police, he was a spook. You know, we don't call them spooks. We call them drug warriors, right? He'd sit there, and his name was Chief A-Strike. And, well, at least here in Fredericksburg, he was the chief of police. But he had a really broken-up family. Daughter was seriously screwed up on drugs and lack of dad because he was under deep cover, right, pretending he was a biker doing crank and coke and stealing money or whatever. I don't know. You know, there was a picture in a local smoke shop of him under his big bust, right? So this is a good guy, right? I get it. Drugs are bad. Got it. Right. But listen to this. You know, the people that sit there and go deep undercover and destroy their families, the families of all these people that are, well, doing drugs or are selling. I don't know. There's something fishy about that person that can do a deep undercover sting. Right. And they just destroy. They're destroyers of things. And I'm not supporting the drug dealers or the drug culture at all. Right, but I'm saying that that person is not to be trusted. But he was the chief of police, so that must have been good. And I don't know. I'm just Steve.
No, and Steve, you know, on that subject, you know, the funny thing is, basically you're saying is, like, how can you trust that they're being honest with you at any point in time with anything they say?
Well,
because if they can go in and do long-term undercover drug operations in a biker meth gang and come out alive, you know, apparently they're pretty damn good at what they do. So they can present themselves as anyone. They can lie straight into your face and make you believe them, and you can still come out alive. You know, I asked that same exact question of Sheriff Richard Mack, you know, one time, you know. I think it's when he moved here. I asked him that question. I said, how can I believe that you are who you are now, because you lived through being a long-term, deep undercover drug agent, you know? And he said, Alan, the only thing I can tell you is that I had a change of heart, and I am who I am, and I'm just trying to do the best that I can at this point. You know?
Yeah, I know. That holds under them. But I don't find very much truth in this world around us. I find it all hidden in the packaging. You know, I think we talked about a little bit last week about going into the store, and yes, skinny may it be, your choices on the shelf. You know, pre-COVID, you used to have a choice on the shelf. Now you got beans and then the other beans. Like, okay. So let me read the label. I'm going to be an informed consumer. Really? Am I a consumer? That's what they call me, and I feel very offended by that use of that word. I'm a consumer. I'll show you a consumer. Bend over, blam, just kick him in the, yeah, whatever. Anyways, that's what they try to trick you at every point. So everybody's lying to you, right? Coke Zero, yeah, what does that mean? Oh, that it has zero calories. Oh, really? Doesn't it mean that I'm a zero, right? You know, that it's no good, zero, has zero content. Maybe it should be called Coke Minus One. or minus 200 because it's trying to kill you. You know, all these things.
Coke 6 feet under, yeah.
Yeah, and so that would be honesty in marketing, right? But we have an ethics problem in this place. So maybe my solution for today is we need to fix the ethics problem. Crickets, right?
Let's just hold a vote on that, Steve, and we'll get it taken care of right away.
Okay, yeah. Votes are honest unless you lose, and then they're dishonest, right? You know, they got problems. But we've known they'd had problems for countless time, and people still keep tilting their tilting at windmills and running after it, not to say that they're not right. Okay, I'm all about solutions, sort of. Kind of not
well intentioned.
I let other people do other people thing. If I like something, I might join along, but I'm not going to join along the way you want me to join along because it's my life, right? It's your life. You make your decisions. We hear here on R, we hear here on RBN. Hear, hear. No, here on RBN, you hear people a lot of times. They'll tell you what you need to do and why this thing's all screwed up. You have to go over there and you have to shine your shoes so shiny that everybody sees them. And then you walk along and then they walk over to you and go, hey, why are your shoes shiny? Because I listen to RBN. Dun, dun, dun. It's like, no, that doesn't happen. But that's a metaphor, right? You know, because I don't want to make fun of anything that you guys do. And maybe you feel a little bit bad because I'm saying this. And I get it. I get emails from local people. These are real people. These aren't RBN people, right? These are, well, what I'd consider my friends and allies from Fredericksburg. And they're constantly sending me emails and telling me how they're going to be doing this and this. And so-and-so's coming to speak. Oh, my God. You've got so-and-so? Yeah, what's he going to do? He's going to tell us about the truth. Ah, dun-dun-dun. So I can go this Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. There's nothing this Wednesday at 7. This is a past event. I'm just kind of making it up. And I could have somebody from not here tell me about their view of reality over there and how I can prevent their reality from over there from occurring here. And, well, it could be about the vote. I mean, I've seen local activism work, and I've seen it work really good. And I've seen the buggers scared, right? You know, during the time of COVID. Oh, my God. That was a whack-a-mole time, right? But they're even more hardened, and they're sitting up there. I don't know where it is right now, local government type thing. We've got a strange universe since the COVID, right? You know, Corbid, COVID, whatever you want to call it. It wasn't real, according to me. You know, the jab was the death shot, and we're still dealing with the after effects of that. But there's a lot of psychological trauma that happened during that time that we're just beginning to see manifest. And, that's scary. But the political side, Alan, you know, I don't see them as being a house of cards ready to tumble at any time. Do you?
Well, you know, unfortunately, Steve, you know, the psychological, the deep rooted psychological impact, you know, subtle in some cases, you know, not so subtle in other, you know, everyone running around with two or three diapers, you know, over their head, you know, trying to stay safe. No, and see, I'll adjust what you said just a little bit. We've not seen the results of this deep psychological impact yet, because those very young children that got the crap scared out of them, you know, by society and their parents, you know, you know, little kids wearing masks and 6 feet apart, and you can't play and you can't talk and you can't touch each other. We've not even begun to see the real, you know, for the future generation, we've not begun to see that the deep psychological impact that, you know, on its surface might seem innocuous, but when you're very young in that imprint stage, it creates a lot of who you are and how you view the world. And, even the older people have been damaged from it. People that should know better, that should be able to see that, you know, everything wasn't so bad until the vaccines came out. Now all their friends are sick. You know, I've had this question posed to me by, you know, cousins and stuff around here. Oh, I've got friends that all of a sudden they've got, you know, heart problems and they've got cancers and they've got eczema and they've got, you know, this and that. And, And I look at the commercials on television, Steve. You know, it used to be the commercial, you know, for the heart, for the United Heart Foundation or whatever it is, you know, the Heart Association. Used to be, you know, elderly people, you know, donate right. to the American Heart Association.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Now they're showing like children, you know, those 6-year-old children are having heart attacks and give. We've got to save the children. Now it's not save the old people. Now it's like almost every one of these commercials are now young people in their, you know, preteens, teens, 20s, 30s. You know, you see very few older people in these commercials anymore. It's just insanity, Steve. You know, it's very subtle, the changes that they've done. And I've just recently started watching, you know, commercial television again. And I'm, you know, at first it's kind of mesmerized. I'm seeing shows that everyone else has seen, you know, 20 years ago. And it was kind of mesmerizing, but now I'm watching it with a whole different, you know, impact. I see the psychological, you know, aspects of it and how they've changed and molded society. It's so subtle but beautiful at the same point, but sickening. You know, I don't know,
it's,
man.
It's totally sickening. You know, the one news point to your point about the youth, right? One news point that's out there today, right, is the impending Chinese invasion of Taiwan, right? You know, it's out there. And it keeps getting, oh, they're about to do it. They just flew over and they this and that and whatever. But, you know, the attack, Alan, really, in Taiwan has been coming from propaganda sources. It's really a psychological thing where Taiwan is losing its place, status as a self-governing entity, right? Which it has been since, what, World War II? Right? Somewhere around there. Can't remember the exact political date that it changed hands and ceased to be part of the communist China. But whatever. But their youth, the young people identify themselves as, well, I don't think China's that bad. China's the land of milk and honey. And it is, to a certain extent, for a certain few. It's probably one of those problems with communism, right? It's very alluring. Its promises are very real, kind of like promises of RFK, right? When I get elected, I'm going to sign some damn aliens, and I'll show you them. I'm just kidding. He's not going to do that, right?
How about when the ability to, work a job, you know, 8 to 5, you know, Monday through Friday, and be able to buy a house and have a car and have a family and live fairly comfortably. You know, when that's all withdrawn, yes, communism starts to look better and better because then you can't create and earn on your own, at least enough, you know, beyond being just a renter, you know.
Well,
communism,
Alan,
and this is part of the whole plan. I mean, you know,
on your regular TV, do you see a lot of commercials about credit scores and different things about make your credit better or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Pay your rent on time and it ups your credit score.
Right.
You know,
it's kind of like the same thing, right? So they train them to, well, it's like an app. You push a button and, I win. Look, I win. Now I can, borrow more money. They don't quite get that, but that's okay. We don't need them to get it. Actually, it's all going to fall apart, right? It seriously is. It's going to imprison and it's going to enslave a lot of people. They're going to come in on a lot of people with guns ablazing, and it's going to go down for the count. Hopefully, they won't nuke each other and leave us in a really poor state and go into social chaos.
Steve, that is one thing, you know. Most of the commercials that I see on television, they're either selling some kind of drug, they're selling some kind of free app. Just answer some questions, and we'll give you a free app on how to sleep.
It's free.
You know, we'll tell you how to sleep and crap
like that.
It's
free.
Right.
Oh, crap. Hang on, folks. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is five times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
So here we fight all through the night.
All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Yeah, I guess we're talking about the future today or maybe the past. I don't know where we're at. I woke up in the middle of the night and I was thinking about, make America great. And what does that mean? Were we ever great? And yes, there was a lot of stuff. But did we do it? Right? I don't know. You know, I come from nowadays I'm so jaded. I've been lied to so many times. History has kind of like been a lie. You know, we sit there and we analyze things. And you go, wow, I was told totally wrong misinformation. You know, let's just put this one up there. Right? Here's the one. Bam. Israel. Huh. Interesting. Now, I've known this for a while, right? But the first time I tried to come to the understanding is, we were all told in the schools, you know, that, well, because what Hitler did, we need to take away the land from these guys named Palestinians and put all these people called Jewish people, which weren't really the bloodline of the Jews, right? They were just kind of like religious people that believed that or something like that. But we had to take away this place called Palestine and turn it into a thing called Israel and give it a whole bunch of money. And then if you didn't support this place called Israel, you would be anti-Semitic. You would be doing what? You're against the natives of the land? Be anti-Semitic? You're, okay, because some Semitic meant, and you don't have to call in and correct me on this, but well, and I really don't want to go off on this, but this is really a point of history. Everybody sees Israel as this, oh, but they're, you know, we have to support them because we're Christians. Oh, do you? Okay, well, check your scripture, right? Are you sure somebody didn't play twisted scripture on you and tell you that you had to do this? So, this oppressive country, and this is where it gets really good, right? This oppressive country in the Middle East, right, is barbaric and mean and manipulating people around the world. They have some of the best killers out there since day one, right? You know, merciless killers, right? They had the 22 millimeter strategy. They'd sit there and use disposables and empty little 22 millimeters into your chest, bah, 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 go around the world killing all their people and everyone. Well, you know, it's just the Israelis. They're kind of upset about what the Germans did to them, right? And you're like, oh, really? Yeah, they just kill them, right? Okay, so they're allowed to kill, right? They're our friends. We need to give them money. And what do they give us? Well, they give us our presidents and our senators and our congressional leaders, right? They give it to them in form of money. Now, how is that? And but that's not what they think out there, Alan. Alan, out there, they go, well, of course we support Israel. And now we've got the leftists, Lucy's, these lunatics, they're aware of that subject, that Israel isn't a nice thing. And the people that are allegedly sane can't see what Israel... This is crazy. This is, I mean, it's a world ready to fall apart. Did I get any of that wrong, Alan?
No, Steve. And, you know... No, you know, a lot of what is now law enforcement, you know, whichever, you know, that's kind of a broad category, you know, all the alphabet agencies, et cetera, you know. You know where they all get sent to? They all get sent on trips to Israel. I know someone here fairly close, a neighbor here. I'm not even going to say, you know, how I know him, but he's got his oldest son, you know, went to college, and I forgot what his degree was, but... but he got sent on two trips over to Israel. Guess where he's working now? He's now working in a fusion center in Austin.
That's good. You know, see if he has a request form to get some of my older show archives. They probably
Talked to this young man, I asked him what he was going to do with his degree. He said, well, I don't know. He said, he told me, he said, I'm thinking about going to work in a fusion center. And I just looked at him and started laughing. And I said, well, my young friend, I said, if you go to work in a fusion center, you're probably not going to have to look too far to find my name in the file somewhere. I just started laughing.
Alan. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a major suspect or anything, but you know what? I've been pretty much putting my guts out there on air. You know, they pretty much know my views, and so I'm sure I've got a file somewhere.
Everybody's got a file, and nobody has.
Well, yeah.
A file. Now,
yeah. That's true.
You know,
if you do something, you have a file. If you don't do something, you have a file. Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't have an app, then you don't have a credit score. And it's like, oh, crap. What are you going to do all about that? What are you going to do about that? You know, last week I saw an article go through, and I know this isn't a news show, but we do make fun of the world around us and, well, show you the tragedies that are happening. Young lady, little black girl, however you want to call it, last week she went through a Jesse Smollett moment, and she's still going through it. It's painful, right? So let me just frame this picture from the way that I saw it. And it does have something to do with what's going on around us, especially, you know, the amount of information that's come out about this. It started, let's see, this chick, Carly Russell. Damn shame, right? First of all, she's a sucker, right? She's a new media lover. Yeah, she likes to tweet and twit and share pictures of her in poses that show that she's thinner than she is, right? And she doesn't like her hair, so she had a wig and all this. And it's all the glamour me. Take a photo. Well, she had a psychosis, it seems. And I'm making this all up. But you can see the facts.
Yeah.
You can see the facts, and you can put the conclusions together on your own. And the funny thing is, the world around you will always tell you, we'll never know why. Aw, hell, we got an idea, folks. I got an idea. Hang on, Republic of Texas Radio.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Back, Republic of Texas Radio. You know, I never thought I'd cover this story on my show. I thought it was kind of insane, just from the get go, and knew it was going to be I didn't know. I just thought it might be Carly Russell, right? She's a black chick, black woman, black girl from Alabama. She allegedly found a little kid walking on the side of the road and called 911 and blah, blah, blah. Left the scene of the crime and, you know, it was all really suspicious. It just, she left her hair behind. I said, what? Right? The first sign was kind of like, okay, this is kind of weird. Well, maybe she had a wig on, and maybe why did she have a wig on? Oh, God. Then the pictures came out, and she's sitting there looking cute on the camera for her Insta, Twitter, whatever, threads, Facebooking. I don't know what she does. I tell you honestly, I don't know which platform she goes on, because they're not talking about that. Must be Twitter. They don't like that. But anyway, so she's kind of like twits too much, and we see these things as they play out, and I don't live in cyberspace, and I don't live on the social media platforms, and I don't even search those, so I got zero from there. All I get is from the lying corporate media, right? But they let things slip through, and you could read what's going on there. Like the police said that she was trying to figure out how to put somebody on Amber Alert, right? And that she was trying to figure out bus tickets to Nashville, and all of her tweets going up to her twits or whatever she was, they called them social media posts. And, you know, down to the Generation Z snack obsession, right? So she stopped at a store and bought snacks, and when the alleged kidnappers kidnapped her, she left her hair, but she took the snacks. You're like, oh, crap. I mean, totally. I know that's fake when she took the snacks, right? Because what did we learn, if nothing, in 2020 of the summer of love, is that when they burn down buildings, they need snacks, right? I mean, it's right there in your face. What goes better with a lie but Doritos? I don't know. But this Carrie chick is now being hounded on social media, whatever that is, right, Alan? You know, she's being hounded, and her boyfriend comes out, Alan, and says, well, stop picking on her, right? It's not good to cyberbully people. Like, oh, get off social media. Like, I mean, come on. And we'll never know what really happened, right, Alan? We'll never know if, you know, she was an altruistic helper of kids. Kind of interesting timing with the Sound of Freedom, by the way, right, where she so allegedly called 911 because she saw a toddler, you know, walking around on the road. Oh, I don't know. There's one more thing that got me really pissed off, but I've been hogging the mic for a minute. Go ahead.
No, this is all, you call them social media posts. See, I look at it as data and information collection, you know,
gathering,
opportunities.
Yeah.
You know, and the, whatever name you want to give it. You know, I just watched this. It was I flicked across, and it was a court show, and it was on you remember the Beltway shooters, you know, Malvo and Muhammad, remember? You know, they were looking for white guys, you know, white guys running around shooting people around, you know, the D.C. Beltway and this and that. Well, it ended up, you know, it was a couple of black guys. One of them was Muslim. What sticks in my mind still was when right before they caught him, the D.C. police chief gets up on national television and says, we think we're getting closer. We've got a few leads. And then he looks straight at the camera and he says, the goose is in the noose. The goose is in the noose. The next morning, they caught these two guys at a rest stop. You know, they've been looking and looking, and all of a sudden they catch these two guys. Manchurian candidate, turn yourself in phrase, get caught phrase. You know, what else could it be? The goose is in the noose. I mean, you know, would you use that phrase at any point in time? You know, and at that particular point in time, and the next morning, they catch these two guys. I mean, you have to look at it and how long this stuff and how, you know, that was fairly primitive. That was pre-internet and everything, you know. Just imagine what's going on now, you know, the control they have over people's minds, you know.
The little kid
cartoons in Japan, you know, they played this particular flicker rate and like how many hundreds of Japanese children
people
went into
died.
You know, seizures, you know, epileptic seizures and how easy it is that, you know, for them to manipulate and implant ideas, you know. They don't even have to do subliminal seduction anymore. There are way more advanced, you know, methods than putting a partial cut into a frame, you know, 1/100th of a second or something like that, you know. Much more advanced.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fascinating, you know, the control that they've got, the ability to view us, to change us, manipulate it. I mean, it's been around for a while, and we've known about it, right? I mean, music has been there. Music changed the world in the 60s, right? They used rock musicians to change consciousness of the younger people. And I tell you about the British invasion, right? That was all just some natural thing, right? Well, Sorry, folks. You got to look into it, the British invasion and, you know, all of our rock music, and that was all manipulated. And sure, it was from these old stogie fogies, you know, from the 60s, but they're still here. They're still here. They're still manipulating you. This Carrie chick, right, she called the cops, Alan, and she said, I see a little kid, and he's walking down the side of the road. And they're like, okay, well, tell me about this little kid. And she says, I'm afraid for him. I don't know where. She said, whatever, right? They have not released the conversation yet. But, you know, in the thing, in the articles, in one of the things the police said about it is that she called the 911 office and talked for about 600 yards until the phone call got cut off and she went, hey, kid, ah! And it's gone, right? And this was allegedly the point where she was kidnapped. But the little toddler made it 600 yards on that conversation. They're kind of like going, huh, well, how did you make 600 yards? And I go, huh, how do you know it was 600 yards? Right? Like, okay, did the GPS tell you that? You got that from the GPS, you know, or you got that from the cell site. Where did you get that from? You know, well, maybe it was easy enough as she had one of those iPhone things, you know, and it tracks wherever you are just for your own good. So if you ever lose that wig of yours, you can find it. Well, maybe not. I don't know. We're being tracked and traced, and it's there. And we're volunteering for it. And it's sad. And I know I opened the show saying that there is a future, and I'm going to paraphrase that, but it might not be for you, right? Or me, right? You know, and we're not the people it was designed for. They want to kill you, folks, and you know that.
In Farron's words, the future that unfortunately that I see, it's not just idiocracy; it's beyond idiocracy. You know, idiocracy almost looks like sanity at this point in time. But go ahead.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know. I get these emails, right? And maybe I'm just sitting there, and people are telling me solutions and how I have to join their solutions, and they're kind of I want to write back, but I think I know better than to try to steer somebody away from doing something they feel inspired to do. I don't want to guilt somebody into doing what I want them to do, right? If they, I don't know what I want to do. You know what I want to do? I want to survive. I don't want to all these clowns attacking me and trying to kill my kid, my wife, me, my friends, right? Don't like that. I saw a person that I know. I would consider him a friend to a certain degree, and he's a dumbass. But he doesn't deserve to be in jail, I don't think. And he's going down for whatever the hell he's going down for. And I just like, okay, you jump bail for something or other. Man, I know the world's a hostile place and you're in the middle of it. But the world around us, as far as the law enforcement, it really is at least a two-tiered system. It's a multi-tiered system, and it doesn't know what's going on, and it may never know what's going on because it was designed not to know what's going on. You know, the truth is, unless they get a conviction, it did not happen. That doesn't mean that it didn't happen. It just means the truth is it didn't happen, but it happened. You're like, oh, wow, how do I get my head around that? And we see it all the time. Hunter Biden, the Hunter Biden laptop, that's real, that's not real, that's real, that's not real. Oh, what about the other Biden, the girl Biden? What's her name, Jill Biden? No, it was, I don't know. Jill's the wife, doctor, second wife that had an affair with Joe Biden, you know, when, sorry for not supposed
Jeffrey
to talk
Epstein.
About that. Yeah, there's all those don't talk abouts, right? And they're, well, it was mainly, you know, we don't care. And I understand they don't care. And what's the solution? What's the solution? There is no solution, but you live. And, well, to me, my solution, right, Alan, correct me wrong if I'm wrong, Be a good person, as good as you can be, and take care of those that are around you and those that are yours. There you go. That's about all I can do, right?
Yep.
You know, obey the law, right? Do I need to throw that in there? No. You know, because nobody else does. You know, I see that downtown in Fredericksburg, right? Oh, yeah, I see these people misbehaving like sons of bears. You know, they're like, oh, yeah, we're here, we're tourists. And they run out in the middle of the street with a drink and a fancy dress on. I'm like, oh, okay, law-abiding citizen, I see. No, they're not. They lie on their taxes. They lie everywhere. I don't know.
Yeah, or you're driving in with a car with someone who says, of course I'm a law-abiding citizen. I obey all the laws. And you're a passenger in their car with them. You pull up to a stop sign, and they do a rolling stop and make a right-hand turn. You know, it's like, I'm like, you know, you just broke the law right there. No, I didn't. No, you did a rolling stop.
Yeah.
You did not stop, come to a complete stop before you made your turn. Yes, I did. And no, you didn't. You know, it's like, and they would just refuse to accept that he actually just broke a law.
Yeah, and it's hard to get them to change that, Alan, that degree of psychosis, when they go, no, I obey all laws. And then they break a law, and you point it out. They're all, well, that doesn't matter. Oh, gotcha. So you don't obey all laws. Well, no, I obey the important ones.
Right. Well, that was just stupid. That. Yeah. Right.
You know, that one's just stupid. I don't like it. They'll give me a ticket for it, or speeding, or just like rudeness. You know, the rudeness gets me. And that's one thing that I didn't have when I went to Texas. Texas was a wonderful place when I got here, and still has some semblance of a wonderful place. Let me qualify that. Right, still has some. There's a lot of stuff has happened to Austin, and it's been happening for years. And it used to be make Austin, keep Austin weird, and whatever. San Antonio's having problems. Fredericksburg's having problems, and one of the problems that I see, and I keep seeing it, is driving meanness. Right, and that's really comes to a self-absorbed. I can't change this. How do I change a self-absorbed righteousness?
Narcissistic society. Yeah.
Narcissistic society. Yeah. Maybe that's all social media. Maybe we can fix that, right? By getting a better social media platform, right? Called the Bestices or something like that. I can't spell that, so we can't work with that. But right now, Twitter, they're feeding this narcissistic thing where people carry around rectangles. They install applications. Even the food places are sitting here begging to get a program installed on your phone. And they don't understand, and the people that are trying to beg you to get the thing on your phone don't understand what the hell they're doing. Would you like to order using the app today, they say? I say, oh, hell no. Why would I put your program on my phone? Oh, we'll give you 50 cents off. Really? Wow, for 50 cents? Yeah.
Or order on the Sonic app, and you get a free slushie when you come. Yeah.
Right. Oh, we give you a big smile. It's like, oh, no. No, no. But it will be understood, you know, sooner or later, but probably not in our lifetime. You know, the amount of things that have happened in our lifetime is incredible, Alan. You know, from the time, I remember when they were first starting to throw sugar at us in a bulk thing. Pure cane sugar from Hawaii. And they pumped that whole thing. They sold pure cane sugar in the stores. They sung the song. And now they sing the song that sugar's bad. Right? You know, it doesn't matter. And that's one thing. They put a lot of hope in this thing called Generation Z. And that would be the younger ones. Turns out the millennials are, well, we're a group.
Well, you know,
of people,
hey, you know something, Steve. You know,
on a long time.
You know, on sugar, like in soft drinks. You know, like sugar in soft drinks. You know, I can remember back when soft drinks, you know, had cane sugar in them, you know, and then it went to aspartame. And, you know, I don't remember, you know, men and women both having these huge freaking pear-shaped bodies back when there was sugar in soft drinks, you know. After aspartame came out, it's like, you know, I can't understand why my butt's so big. All I do is drink Diet Coke every day, you know. And it's like, gee, I wonder why, you know, when you start understanding what these substances are and how they affect the, you know, the physiology. You know, it's not, if you understand any of this, you know, it's not hard to understand what's happened. But most people, I can't understand why I weigh 500 pounds. All they do is drink Diet Coke and eat Ho-Hos, you know, and Lucky Charms at the top of the food pyramid, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Well, and in a few hundred years, you know, when looking back at our society and this whole segment, right, of the, I'd probably start this insanity in the 90s with the attack on our food system and, well, more with marketing again, the ethics of marketing and selling things that are bad. And probably the United States Attorney General, not Attorney General, what's that one for food? Doctor General, the Super Surgeon General.
Surgeon General, yeah.
Right. And the work groups that gave us the four basic food groups and the food pyramid, and that tell us what's right and what's wrong. And that an experimental injection that's really gene therapy is a vaccine. And the governments around the world that let them do it and how they were all wrong. And God, they were so ignorant. But now we're ignorant for saying that they're ignorant.
Steve, it's, you know, that's kind of like that, you know, that Pfizer manufacturing plant that got, you know, wiped out by a tornado, you know. It's like, do you really think Pfizer's going to lose anything? They're going to go in there with shot vac.
Oh, that's great.
Vacuum up all the liquid from the broken vials that's on the floor. They'll just vacuum that up, pour it through a coffee filter, and put it back in vials.
They probably
know what won't be any more hazardous than it was to start with.
Well, you know, here they probably paid for the tornado. Now, I'm just making that up, folks, right? But really, if they could, they probably would. Manufacturing advances leaps and bounds every single year. So if we destroy a factory this year that we built last year, we could build a better factory next year with the money that we get from the destruction of our factory. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, my God. Why do you think that we move manufacturing all around the world? Because our plants in America in the 90s, the corporate United States, that is, California was where a lot of our manufacturing was for, you know, the good computers. Were they the good computers? Let's argue that. You know, but they were $2,000 a piece, right? I mean, hell, if you built your own computer, you might be able to build a nice one for $1,200. Right, might, but you know that stuff costs a lot. But in the 90s, you know, all that technology was being surpassed every year, so they had to get rid of all those manufacturing plants. So what did they do? They built new ones and then shut those ones down and let California figure out how to make that land, you know, usable again. I still remember board shops and board. SMT facilities. They use a lot of, you know, well, toxic, caustic, bad stuff, bad juju. And it probably goes around the land, right? Those places are crazy. So now they go to China. And then Taiwan becomes the superconductor people of the world. TMC, I believe they are. You know, and so they're making all the chips and all the computers. And now you can buy a computer for $200 instead of $2,000. And it's way faster, even though the computers themselves are these kind of, you don't own it. The operating system owns you, right? You don't own the computer. It tries to report everything. It spies on you so many different ways to Sunday. And people don't care. All they care about is, why can't I print? Oh, okay. Oh, I lost my password. What happened to my password? you're like, oh, well, what? You really want an answer to that? You know, you forgot it. It changed something on your thing. You're frustrated. I get it. But you need the chip because the government says you want the chip. And there will be a chip. Mind me, you know, or mind you. They're going to do it. Right, you know, and it's going to be a solution to this problem that they're creating with multi-factor authentication. We need to know it's you, and it's going to be this whole big thing to bring us into this pile of you're a slave and you'll never get out of it. But I feel for people that are caught in this, and that one chick we were talking about, Alan, her little story. Well, it says a lot, Carly Russell. And is it going to come out that she really was trying to save a kid? I hope the hell it does. Sure, it doesn't look good right now. But all I see right now is, well, everybody jumping on this bandwagon, and I'm kind of on the bandwagon. There is no proof that she did. Well, her search history. Come on. You know, you look at her search history just the day before, and it looks like she's setting up the thing. So, if I want to commit a crime, I don't go to Google and search for how to do the crime, right? Okay, don't do it. And it's not a crime to pretend. Well, maybe it is a crime. But anyways, this girl, they call her a woman, but she's definitely not smart. And she's a nursing student. Oh, my God. You poor lady. Anybody that goes into the nursing field, oh, but it's such a selfless, heartless career to go into to help people. If I have to tell you that career is not about that, it's a servant job. You're taking care of fleecing all these patients' money, right, for the next few years, and they will kick you to the wayside faster than you can sneeze. You know, you'll get your degree in nursing, which would mean how to push a cart around and how to hit enter and use a mouse, right? And to follow instructions, right? Okay, no, we have to learn how to do. Yes, you do. Whatever, you know. Until you don't, you know. We've been watching the time coming upon us. The baby boomers are now being fleeced. They're going into the hospitals. And what do the hospitals do? What, $500 aspirin? Ah, that's a discount price, right? You know, but they get sucked dry. And then they die. And they inject them with stuff. That's killing them. And everybody says, well, we're helping them. But now we need to take their house.
Steve, this is like, you know, when I took my mom to the... I'll talk about this a little bit on the other side real quick.
All right. Okay, guys. Republic of Texas Radio, end of hour one. We'll be right back.
Made sure that our brothers and sisters were clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.